to hold you long this morning. I'd like to share with you out of the 55th chapter of Isaiah, and I'll read verses 6 and 7 again for your consideration. Supporting scriptures this morning, Philippians 2 and 12, and 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. The book of Isaiah, in the 55th chapter, you'll find in the 6th verse these words, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Philippians 2 and 12. "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." And lastly, 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. "For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. Now is the time to work on your dash. Now is the time to work on your dash. Those of us that are yet still counted amongst the living, we got so much to be thankful for this morning, knowing that when God blesses us, then we ought to recognize and let the Lord know that I appreciate all that you have done for me. For the saints of old used to have a saying, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? And so we are thankful that God has blessed us and is yet still keeping us. And it's not because we've been so good, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But in the midst of it all, God has still been right there by our side. And so we give God glory. We give him praise this morning, for he is the Lord our God. So when I think about just how good the Lord God has been, I can't help but to praise his holy name. I understand this morning that not only do I owe God a praise, but I owe him praises, because it seems as though he just keeps on doing great things for all of us. The sad thing is that we have individuals this morning that God has blessed, and we take our blessings for granted. We act like sometimes God owes us something, but we ought to understand that just in giving us life, just in allowing his son to die for us, he's done more for us than we are able to do for ourselves. And so I thank him this morning for allowing me this space and this opportunity just to talk with you just a few moments about now is the time to work on your dash. Now, that might not make much sense to somebody, but by the time I get through, you'll have a better idea of where I'm coming from and what I'm talking about. And after you get the understanding of what I'm talking about, you'll find that I can't do it. You can't nobody do it for you but you. And so just for a few moments this morning, I want to talk to you about the importance of taking advantage of the time that we have to live our lives. And we ought to have a mind this morning to live life to the fullest. Beware of the fact that we don't have any time to waste. We allow ourselves to sort of always say we're going to do this, that, or the other. And a lot of times we find ourselves putting it off, and we put this off for this, we put this off for that, but I find that life is short and life is unpredictable. And we even find in the Word of God, James tells us that it is even a vapor that appeared for a little while and then it vanisheth away. We know that Jesus is soon to come, and no man knows the day nor the hour. But we do know that that day is to come. And I found out that every day we are one step closer to death. So today, let us take a close look at life, the life in which we live today, the life in which God has given each and every one of us. And in life this morning, we are using the term dash. As we relate it to life, it means the time between the day of our birth and the day of our death. Someone referred to it as the dash in the middle. So what are we doing? What have we done with the time that God has given us? Are we making the best of our time? We have a mindset and we are motivated, especially in the house of God, to give God our best. But what about the days that you are not in the sanctuary? You see, we only hear 1 or 2 days out of a week. But now those other 5 days, are you giving God your best? Are you giving your family your best? Are you actually living your life the best that you know how? And it's got to be more than just a lip service. You know how sometimes we say, I'm doing the best that I can, but is that true? Sometimes when we say we're doing the best that I can, all we're doing is all we want to do. We go so far and then we say, I done my part. I'm not going to do anymore. You know how it is when you're in the workforce and there are those that will let you know quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's not my job. I'm going to do my job. You do your job and everything will work out all right. But every now and again, even though it might not be my job, it's all right for me to help Judy if I got time. But some of us realize, and we'll let you know, you don't pay me to do her job. You pay me to do my job. So now, what are you doing with the life that God has given you? The Bible declared that life itself, the Bible declared that man was formed from the dust of the ground, and God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and then man became a living soul. And after being a living soul, I found that it is in him that we live. It is him that we have our being. I could not move if it was not for the power of a mighty God. I found out that he is the supplier of all of our needs. And whether we are believers or unbelievers, he is the one that wakes us up from one day after another. We are able to sing along with Daniel this morning. In the morning when I rise, you're not getting up because of the alarm clock. I don't care where you got to go, how important it is to you or to your family. You're not going to get up unless the Lord God touch you and allow you to get up one more time. And I wonder how many times have we got up and, you know, sometimes we get up and we run a little late. And in those days that we run late, I don't think we take time out to say, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. A lot of time we are already on our way to the job or we are already on the job. And then we remember, I hadn't even talked to God yet this morning. Then we got some folk that don't talk to God all day. Some of them don't talk to God all week long. That there are some folk that don't talk to God until they get to the house of God. And then you got to be motivated. You know, why is it that somebody got to tell you to say, thank you, Jesus? That ought to come natural. You ought to be able to tell God, thank you, just because you're able to see, just because your mind is still intact. Don't you know we got some young folk just as crazy as a bed bug? Think that they know everything. Can't nobody tell them anything. But I want to let you know that when mama and them used to say, I already crossed that bridge, you got to cross. I found out that when you get to the bridge, you got to make some decisions. Sometimes you don't even know how I'm going to get across. But somehow, some way, God allowed you to get across. And when you get across, then you got to know that God will be right there. God will give you the direction if you lean not to your own understanding, but allow the Lord to lead and direct your very paths. Sometimes you're on your way in one direction and God speaks to you in that small, still voice and say, no, don't go that way this morning. You might better take a detour. Sometimes, you know, when you're running a little bit behind, and sometimes you don't know that that's just God allowing you to not be in that one place of where you get there and you find out that there's an accident on the road. And if you left on your normal time, that might have been you. You don't never know how God is watching over you. So in all things, we are to give our God thanks. God came and he said, I come not only that you'd have life, but that you would have it more abundantly. It is God's desire that we be saved. It is God's desire that one day when we leave this old place, that we are able to go and live with him eternally. There are those of us, and sometimes we say it in a joking manner, but some of us say that I'm going through hell down here. I don't want to die and go to hell. But what are you doing to keep yourself from having to go to hell? If you're still judgmental, if you still haven't accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, if you still don't believe that there is a God somewhere, then you're hellbound. Don't you know you can go to hell through the church? Just coming to church is not going to get it. You got to do something after you get here. And even if you don't read the word on your own, when you hear the word of God, you ought to try to receive the word of God. And then don't just be hearers only as the Bible declares, but you got to be a doer of the word. God is a mighty God. God has a very special love for us, a love that runs so deep that despite our sins and despite our shortcomings, he loved us to the point of allowing his only begotten son to die in our stead. And because of that, salvation is possible. So now when we look where Paul tells us in the book of Romans that if we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. But the key is that you got to confess, you got to believe, you got to know that God has done it. And then I'm so glad that somehow or another, McCain, I found out that why God died for me, he may not have died for you, because your sin might not be my sin. Your shortcomings might not be my shortcoming. All unrighteousness is sin. That there are some folk that never drunk one glass of liquor, but you lie all the time. Never smoked any dope, but you got more judgmental spirits on the inside of you, and you find the fault in everybody else. Don't you know you can't declare who's going to hell and who's going to heaven? That is not your job. You got one life, and the Bible declares man has appointed unto death to one day to die, and after death, the judgment. And Cain is not going to be sitting at the judgment seat. An all-knowing God, a just God, a God that knows your ins and your outs, your uprising and your down, sitting, your goings and your comings, a God that knows what you got on your mind right now. So what are you going to do? Find yourself that we serve a God this morning that is without respect of persons. So that leads us to know this morning, as much as he loved the children of Israel, allowed them to be in bondage, allowed them to know that I love you enough that if you repent from your old wicked ways, I'll still deliver you. And after being delivered, they still murmured and complained. There are those of us that say, Lord, if you get me out of this mess, I won't do it no more. Live long enough. Don't get your heart changed. Don't get your mindset changed. And before you know it, you're right back to the same old thing. You're right back in the same old faces that the one that led you down to destruction. If you're not careful, sometimes you got to learn how to let go of some folk. Not only some things, but you got to let go of some folk, because some folk want to hold you down exactly where they are. Some folk don't want you to prosper. Some folk don't want you to get up out of your ruts. Sometimes you got to learn how to make them folk out of a lie. That individual that told you you're not going to never be nothing, you got to show them that you are somebody. Yeah. There was a time that I was a fool. There was a time that I didn't have sense enough to come in out of the rain. But now I realize that even if I don't have a raincoat or an umbrella, I can get somewhere under a tree up on the bridge until the rain stops falling. Nobody ought not have to tell you everything. Some things ought to be just common sense. I come to challenge you this morning to work on your dash. In other words, make the best of your life. You must know and understand that this is something that no one else can do for us. You got to do it for yourself. Even if you allow somebody to boss you around and to tell you what to do, you know how some folk don't have their own mind? And you can let some folk just lead you right on into a rut. You can let some folk lead you to where you know you don't have no business being there, but they said that we ought to go. But you got to understand that at the end of the day, you got to answer for yourself. No need to stand there saying, Lord, if Elizabeth wouldn't have told me they were going to be all right, I wouldn't have never been there. Bible declared, don't listen to Alexander, listen to the word. It is better to obey God rather than man. Judgment day is coming. And that is a time that you're going to have to answer for yourself. The Bible declares through the word of King Solomon that to everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So as we go in this round of life, that in the human activity that we have, we got to understand that some things or most things are part of a determined cycle. I just didn't happen to be here this morning. I'm here because God so ordained. Reverend Jesus decided that he was going to come this morning, but he just didn't make up his own mind. Somehow or another, God wanted him to be in this place on this day. He could have came last week, but God didn't want him here last week. God wanted him here this morning for whatever reason. Reverend McCain is here this morning because God so ordained that he would be in fellowship with Fowles Chapel on this day. And so it's not for us to try to distinguish the whys as to why God does what he do, but we just got to understand that we got to let God be God. God is God all by himself. And so I know that everything there is a season, everything there's a time. There's a time that we got to learn to do what God would have us to do. Everything is in a set scheme and appointed period of time in a determined season. There's a season that we're going to go through. There's a season that we go through trials, tribulation. Then there's a season that we have joy and bliss and everything goes our way. So we got to learn how to take the good with the bad. If we are going to live a life that is pleasing and acceptable to God, then we must change from our wicked ways. We got to have a mind and a heart to not be too stubborn or too hard-headed to learn how to repent. You know, stubborn folk find it very hard to say, I'm sorry. And we can see that in the little ones. You know how it is, you got some of those little kids that's so stubborn and so hard-headed that I don't care what you say, you have to just about force I'm sorry out of them. You can chastise them, you can beat them, and they are still stand there and mouth is full of wind and don't want to say what you're telling them to say. But somehow, some way, you got to get over the point to them that you're going to have to change from being like that. You got to allow something to happen. You got to know that you got to take some responsibility for your own actions. The Bible declares, Paul says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Yeah, there are some folk that you can't tell what to do. But if you read the word of God and if you heard the word of God, Paul is saying to the Philippians, as he is saying to us this morning, that we got to work out our own salvation. If there's some things that are wrong in our life, we got to fix it. If there's some things that we ought not be doing, we got to stop doing it. If there's some things that ought not come out of our mouth, we got to pray to the Lord, Lord, help me to hold my tongue. Is there anybody in here ever found out that there's some time that you say a little bit too much? Sometimes you got to learn how to say, Lord, I didn't mean to say that. And you got to ask the Lord to forgive you. But not only ask God to forgive you, but that individual that you've been talking about, that individual that you hurt their feelings, it's a good thing to go back and say, John, I'm sorry for the things I said unto you. If I'm going to make it right with God, I got to make it right with Daryl. I can't work out my salvation having my mindset that I can do anything any kind of way. We got too many people living with double standards. You know how it is. I can do what I want to do, but then I want you to do what I want you to do. Anybody know anybody like that? You just help me out a little bit. I'm going to be through here in a minute. I feel mighty good right now because I know that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that wants us to do the right thing. I serve a God that come to let us know this morning that it's time for us to get our minds straight. It's time for us to get our houses in order. Time for us to know that we are working on this thing together. And as we work in this ministry, we got to know that it's not all about one individual, but it's about doing the right thing. It's about doing what the Lord God would have you to do. It's about understanding this morning that you don't have any time to waste. For the Bible declared, we then as workers together with him. We beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. That unmerited favor that comes from God. With God being good to you when he didn't have to be good to you. Anybody ever felt like I'm not worthy of God's goodness? I'm not worthy of all the things that the Lord God has done for me. But the Bible declared, for he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted. And in the day of salvation have I secured thee. In other words, in the day of salvation, I helped you along the way. For now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the time that you ought to get your house in order. Now is the time that you ought to know that God wants you to get your life in order. For I believe that there's somebody in the house this morning that realized that you got to trust the power of a loving God. And I just stopped by to let somebody know that if you're going to be a child of the Almighty King, if you're going to live your life to the power of a loving God, now it's time to work on your dash. Nobody can work on your dash but you. You got to get your mind in order. The Bible declares, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. I stop by to tell somebody that the Lord is near. He wants you to call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man and his thought, let him return unto the Lord. I stop to tell you better turn from your wicked way. You better let the Lord know that, Lord, I'm going to be on your side. I want to know that when I read here in the word of God, that God is a God that will pardon us abundantly. My God is a forgiving God. My God is a merciful God. My God is a saving God. And I just stop by to tell somebody, for God said, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways are not like your ways. I got plans for you this morning, plan for you to prosper, plan for everything to work out all right. Even when the enemy knock you down, I'm able to pick you right back up. Am I talking to anybody in here? I just stop by to tell somebody that you got to look for the Lord, and the Lord is right there beside you right now. I want to let you know in the power of a loving God that I beseech you therefore, my brethren, that you receive the mercies of a mighty God. I want to tell you what you ought to do this morning. The Bible says you ought to offer your body as a living sacrifice unto God. And old David said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do in the middle of my dash. The Lord woke me up this morning, started me on another day's journey, and I'm going to give my God some praise. I know that God is right there by my side. Well, if it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't be able to stand right now. But I want to tell somebody that God wants you to transform your mind by the renewing of your mind. You got to change some of your wicked ways. You got to change some of the things that come out of your mouth. I just want to let somebody know that if you're going to work on your dash, don't worry about what the Joneses are doing. Don't worry about what the Jesus are doing. Don't worry about what the Riches are doing. Don't worry about what the Pittmans are doing. But you better work out your own salvation. I'm so glad this morning. I'm so glad this morning that when I got up early this morning, the Lord was right there on 506 Hoover Drive. And then I came down to the house of God right here at 900 Dixie Street. And I found the Lord God already down here. The power of God. Hallelujah. The power of God is moving down on the inside of me. The power of Almighty God is moving down on the inside of you. Is there anybody in the house that glad to be in the house one more time? Is there anybody in the house that got God down on your side? Anybody come to give your God praise? What are you going to do to work on your desk? The Bible says that everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody come to praise him? Anybody come to give him glory? Somebody ought to say, yeah, I come to give my God praise. I come to tell my God, thank you. I come to let him know whose side I'm on. I'm on the Lord's side, and I'm going to work on my desk from October the 2nd, 1956, up until this moment right now. I thank God for my breath. Don't know when I'm going to die, but when I die, I just want to be faithful unto death. I want to do something with the dash that I got in the middle, knowing that that's my time to get it right. That's my time to let the Lord have his way. What are you doing? Don't wait until tomorrow. Now is the accepted time. Today is your day. You need to do it right now. Stop saying what you're going to do after a while and do it right now. Are you working on your dash? Nobody else can do it. You got to do it for yourself. Mom and them. Let mom and them alone sometime. We were the living mamas. Right. And some of us were the dead mamas. Let them rest in peace. And do what you're supposed to do. Everyone has their day. And you're going to have your time. That you must let go. And let God have his way. And as I look, all you got to do, go down to the graveyard this evening. And you'll find that there's a date there when you came in. And somebody will record the date that you go out. But the God that I'm talking about, he records everything that happens in between. So what are you doing to work on your dash? It's your chance. For today gives you another opportunity to say it's not my mother, my sister, or my brother, but it's me standing in the need of prayer. God is a good God this morning, and I love him because he first loved us, and he is that God that would do what no one else can do. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus.